The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to The Grillin' Guys. This is Barbecue Bob.
Good morning, Bob. This is Randy.
I thought that was you over there.
Can you see me across the room? All right, baby.
I am not that blind yet. And we are produced here today by Emily Westfall, who's doing a wonderful job. We're running her all over the studio, and she's going to have to. We're going to have to grill her something for lunch, or take her down to Fry Daddy's or something. I don't think we talk quite enough about really the emphasis of this show, and the real emphasis is the backyard. We want people to have fun in their backyards like we do. Randy and I do things a little differently. I have a pool and a hot tub. He has a lake. And those are two great ways, if you're plopped in the woods or in town and you don't happen to have a lake in your backyard, you can throw a pool or a hot tub in. Well, the hot tub is probably the coolest part because we use that all year long.
Yeah. Now, Bob, you have a unique knowledge about hot tubs because in your day job, if you will.
My paying gig.
You're kind of a manufacturer's rep for a couple lines of those, aren't you?
I do grills and hot tubs as a manufacturer's rep. And this week I was out in Atlantic City at the National Pool and Spa Show. And Atlantic City, if you've ever been there, you already know what I'm talking about. But it's kind of a surprise. You're kind of out in nowhere because it's southern New Jersey. And the airport's not real big. You come across the freeway, and all of a sudden you see like 15 giant casinos all lit up at midnight. And it's, I don't know, I thought it was kind of comical. We did have a lot of fun there. I'm not a big gambler.
Right.
That's not really my gig. But this pool and spa show is there every year, and it's just a lot of fun. You get to learn all sorts of secrets about the next thing coming out in hot tubs, and it was very invigorating to see the hot tub industry coming back the way it is. And we have a sponsor on this show, Zager's Pool and Spa, and they do a great job with hot tubs. They don't sell my line, so we need to work on that a little bit.
That's an opportunity for you. I have a question about hot tubs, though. I don't have one, and you do in the backyard. I've always wondered, this time of year when it's getting down to zero at night, you got to kind of keep those things at temperature. Does that get expensive? Do they just suck a bunch of money?
Not really.
No?
They're pretty efficient now. The better ones especially are very efficient, so they cost you maybe $15 to $40 a month to operate in the winter.
Yeah. Now, I've been over to your house, obviously, and we've done barbecues on the back. And, it's kind of fun, that whole setting you got there with the hot tub. Obviously, the pool's shut down this time of year, but the hot tub you're keeping open year-round so you can have a little hot tub party and maybe grill some food and go inside and eat it, but come back out to the hot tub. That's
very handy.
Part of the year-round grill experience at Barbecue Bob's house.
It really is. Well, when I was in Atlantic City, every night, what you got to do is stay out of the casinos, right? Because they're just giant vacuum cleaners.
That's right. They don't build those places on winter.
No. So we found a different restaurant to hit every night and found some cool stuff, but I really wanted some seafood. And so you talk to the bartenders when you're in places like that. Where do you go?
Right.
And this great bartender at Bally's told me to go to Trinity Pub on the pier at Caesars.
Okay.
And if you've ever been out there, they've got the boardwalk right behind all the casinos, and there's this giant pier sticking out. Well, on the third floor, it's all restaurants. And about halfway through that arrangement, there's this little Irish pub, and it's called Trinity's. And I walked in there, and I said, this is perfect.
All right.
It was packed with people. A lot of the restaurants were kind of empty. And I could just see them bringing out plates of great food. And their special of the night, I got lucky, was fish and chips. Dude, they brought me out these chunks of cod that were, I think they were like 12 inches long, just these huge, fresh, beer battered. They were just amazing. They had these two giant chunks of cod laid on top of a big plate full of French fries. I got that and a couple of Guinness for like $20.
Yeah, I was wondering what you're going to pair that with.
The best deal. Oh, Guinness, yeah. Go to an Irish pub, you gotta at least have one Guinness.
A little malt liquor.
One leads to
two. Malt vinegar rather than malt liquor, right?
I got through those fries so quick, I don't think I even saw the malt vinegar. I almost started crying when he brought it out. I was so excited. But, yeah, so that's our restaurant tip of the day. It's Trinity Pub at the Pier at Caesars if you're going out to Atlantic City. And you might want to go out there because they're starving to death out there. Those casinos are pretty slow right now. This economy is grinding all that play money to a halt. Plus all the Indian casinos everywhere. Nobody has to fly anymore. So
right.
But it's still, if you're into pulling on a lever or playing cards, it's still kind of cool to go to a big town like that because you can play. I watched some people playing blackjack, and it was more fun watching them than actually, you know, losing the money.
Right, watching them lose theirs.
Some were winning, some were losing. And yeah. By, like, the third night there, I was getting pretty short on cash, so everybody was going out to dinner, and I said, well, I'm just going to get a cheap meal here. I got my meal taken care of, and I promised myself not to pull any more money out of the ATM. I had $6 in my pocket. I went over to a quarter slot machine and just started playing with it. And in 10 minutes, I had $100. So I was funded for the last 2 days.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I once again, they don't build those places on winners. So you got lucky, literally,
I did.
Right?
That's right. Yeah. I am not a winner. You right. should know that.
We've got next weekend, we got the Super Bowl coming up. And well, I'm not a authority on the teams, but my team's the Steelers. Which ones are you, Steelers or Packers?
No, I'm Packers.
You're Packers. Yeah. Okay. Well, when we're looking at the Steelers, part of the Super Bowl is I like to do is try to grill something from the.
What are you going
to
make?
Yeah, from the area that the team comes from that I support. So when I think of Steelers, I think of Pittsburgh. I think of just grilled steak sandwiches. Mm. You know, just
not a Philly steak, but just a
steak sandwich on the grill.
That's a great pick.
Yep. And
would you put A1 on that when you're done with it?
You know, I wouldn't because it's just not my flavor. But you could. You absolutely could. But if we season it right before we grill it, and we're not talking a piece of prime steak. We're talking maybe like some flank steak is what we're going to grill, make that sandwich out of it, slice it thin when we're done, season it up a little bit, and put that on with maybe some diced jalapenos on top of it, and probably it'll melt a little cheese right at the end. So we're going to put together this steak sandwich, a little au jus, make that up. That's my Steeler food.
Well, I'm going Packers, so I think it's only thing proper to do is some cheesy brats.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Cheese.
I'm going to put them on the good one. I'm going to smoke them for about an hour and a half. I'm probably going to go and pick up some fresh ones from Sobeys. And then I'll do some chicken wings. I'm thinking like some El Matador nacho chips.
Yeah.
A little homemade salsa, or maybe I'll get some of that sweet onion salsa from the Dairy Case, that blend that I like so much in it. And then just going to pick the right brew. I'll probably go with I can't think of that Wisconsin brewery that I like so much, but it's
there's one called Leinenkugel's over there.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking of a local microbrewer over there that I bring back. It's kind of like Two Cows or whatever.
Well, you know what? You have brought that to me. I know I can't think of it either. But
yeah. Well, anyway, we're going to take a break. This is the Grilling Guys. We'll be back in about 10, 15 minutes. So go fire your grill up. Let's get some recipes going for the day. If you have an idea for the grill, what are you doing for the big Super Bowl game next week? It's 800-785-107.3. We'll be back.